As surely as the sea will rise, new homes on Surf Drive in Falmouth are going up. And up. Surf Drive is an iconic strip of Falmouth's coastline right near downtown. It's one of these classic coastal Cape areas. It's mostly small, wood-shingled cottage homes, one or two stories high. But in recent years, the homes going up are two- and three-story homes on stilts. Kathy Sherman has lived in the neighborhood for 40 years, and it's one of the biggest changes she's seen.
One house seems to have to be bigger than the next. Not to say some of them are beautiful. They're just gigantic.
These huge homes loom high over the street. Their first floors start at the roof level of their neighbors. A couple of blocks away from Kathy Sherman's, I meet with Kevin Doyle at his one-story beach cottage.
Why don't we just walk through the house first?
Perfect.
And get a sense for what these look like.
Yeah.
And we'll go up on the deck and be able to show
Doyle you. Is a member of the Falmouth Preservation Alliance and president of a Surf Drive neighborhood group. He's been coming here for 50 years. His bungalow is a few houses back from the main drag. He takes me up to his roof deck, and we look out toward the ocean, where we're looking at the windows and shingles of two homes up on stilts.
The second row back, it might as well be, you know, sitting in Village Green. It's really kind of a shame.
This new architectural style is largely driven by changes to regulations and building codes. Back around 2014, the Federal Emergency Management Agency redrew flood maps around the country after major damage from hurricanes like Katrina and Sandy. Surf Drive, with its beachfront access, is in one of the riskiest kinds of flood zones, the high wind velocity zone. Here, the rules now call for your new or renovated home to be raised above the water levels in a 100-year flood. On Surf Drive, that lifts them up to 17 feet above sea level. Kevin Doyle understands that homes on the coast are at risk, but he doesn't think that a blanket building code is the right solution.
It just changes the complexion. And I think the town and the community and the country, in many ways, oceanfront community, has to decide what's going on here. What do we want to be? Who do we want to become? Because this is the new look of old Cape Cod.
Rod Palmer is building commissioner for the town of Falmouth, and he doesn't have a problem with the way these lofted homes look.
Well, I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because I think that they are very attractive. I think that some of them are engineering marvels.
Palmer says there's good reason for the regulations and building codes to be the way that they are.
It preserves buildings from being destroyed, and it saves lives.
When that 100-year flood comes churning through, these homes aren't going anywhere. Lofting homes is a change that's coming to many coastal communities. You'll see it in flat coastal areas that are mostly at sea level, places like Myrtle Beach, Miami, and the Jersey Shore. Jill Neubauer has been an architect in Falmouth for over 20 years, and she recently designed her first home on stilts.
Yeah, it's changing the places we love. And when you start to put buildings up in the air, you change the streetscape. You change the pedestrian experience.
Neubauer says that, for coastal communities, it's one of the pressing architectural problems of our time.
The aesthetic of these buildings should change because the engineering is forcing it. But yes, it reminds people of all the things that sort of make them unhappy about modern times and progress. And yeah, it's tough.
These structures are highly visible symbols of how climate change is hitting home in coastal communities. That change is happening, and these houses are built to stay. For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang in Falmouth.